Welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House, where we're here again this hour to inform, educate, entertain, and protect you on any issue having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And here, as this long, delicious spring starts wrapping up and we get to the inevitable warmer summer months, we brought in Doug Sydenham. Was I close?
That was good.
Sydenham.
That's a radio voice.
Sydenham of Post Arena Pools, talking about getting that pool ready if you haven't already done it. What are we having to do now that waking up that sleeping pool? A couple of the kids have tried swimming in our pool yet, but baby, it ain't even close for me to get in it yet.
Yeah, most of the time, the kids are the first ones in.
Oh, yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I just want to thank you, Rosie and Romy, for having me in today.
Yeah, so I'll you bet.
Help out as much as I can. Right now, I'd say the most important thing is to get the equipment in good working order. Because for a clean, healthy pool, you have a combination of filtration and sanitation. So as long as you get your equipment in good shape and you're sanitizing properly, you're going to have a good, healthy pool.
And as part of that equipment, we had some legislation go through here a few years ago about this revamping the pool motor. Where does that stand right now? They mandated that a pool motor being repaired or replaced by a licensed pool service contracting company had to convert to a particular high-efficiency motor that was quite a bit more expensive than the conventional one. Now, I know a lot of people that opted into that by choice because it is so much more efficient. But where do y'all stand on that right now? Where's that legislation?
Well, there was some effort early on to try to repeal that portion of it. But it pretty much is dead in the water now, so to speak. We're finding it very beneficial.
Yeah.
It is out of pocket, a little bit more expensive. The utility companies are still offering a rebate on it, so it helps a little bit. But the evidence is that you're going to save money in pretty short term. So it's been a very good product. It's been well tested in California for years before we did it here. So it's definitely worth using as a replacement.
The new higher efficient motor, I understand, it runs a lot quieter.
They do on low speed, correct.
They do on low speed, and that's one of the advantages of the unit, right? It can interpret when it needs to be. It's like a variable speed compressor in an air conditioning unit.
Well, in this case, it's all programmed.
Okay.
So you're going to set it up the way you want it to run. The way we prefer to do it is we're going to run it at a higher speed in your off-peak hours, so you get the most efficiency out of the pump then for, say, 3 to 4 hours a day to get a motivated to be able to motivate whatever cleaning system you have.
Okay.
And then for, say, 10, 12 hours during the day, we'll run it, and it's still going to be turning over enough water. But the efficiency is about, well, the way we set them up anyway, about the equivalent of 3 100-watt bulbs.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Right. And because algae needs sun to grow, we prefer to run the pools in the day.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the cost of the motor installed, the numbers I've seen, they're depending on what you're dealing with. I mean, I've seen them from $1,400 to $2,400, but I mean, you're going to be right in that range, aren't you?
Well, you can go lower if you just replace the drive unit.
Okay.
When you get a whole pump, you're going to be in that $1,500 range. You really shouldn't have to pay much more than that.
And then, like you say, I've seen calculations where this new high-efficiency motor can literally put money back in your pocket in as little as 2 or 3 summers. I mean, that's a pretty fast payback.
Correct. That's been proven out on my house as well. It's probably saving us $20 to $30 a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So other than making sure the equipment's in good shape, we've talked our way through the pump. The pump's moving the water, which is a very critical part of the sanitation of the unit. And what are we moving it through? Are we moving it through a sand filter? Are we moving it through a DE filter? What do you guys like?
Well, I prefer a DE if there is backwashing area in the yard.
Okay.
Because if you don't have a good place to backwash, it's not a great selection. Cartridge would be the next one in line. And those are the best of the three. Those two are going to give you the best water clarity. They do need servicing, so we always recommend you service them at least two or three times a year. So always preseason is a good time to do it. On our route, we do schedule them for two or three times a year, depending on the vegetation around the pool, things of that nature.
How much organic material is going to be getting in the water itself?
Right.
Okay, so you like the cartridge?
If it's I like the DE first, okay. If there's backwash space. That really will give you the best clarity water. And the cartridge close behind.
What are the rules on backwashing?
Well, technically, you're supposed to keep it on your property.
No running the hose out to the front curb.
Most cities don't like that. Some cities will actually want you to put them in your drain outs. For instance, Scottsdale likes you to do that because they recover the water.
Okay.
And use it for certain things like golf courses, things of that nature.
So they will actually let you pull the cap on your sewer cleanouts and just backwash right down into the city sewer system?
Correct.
Okay.
Normally, it's not convenient to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's at the front of the house most of the time.
Opposite ends of the property.
You know, 90 feet of backwash hose or whatever. But.
All right. So if backwash room is available, DE.
DE is my first choice, correct.
How often are you going to service a DE filter?
We normally do those twice a year.
You do?
Right.
Okay, and that involves what? Backwashing them down and then reinstituting some new DE, DE being a diatomaceous earth.
Right. Well, that would be just a normal maintenance item as far as servicing it. What we do is we actually open up the filter. We'll tear down the grids. Normally, there's about 8 grids depending on the manufacturer. And then reassemble it and then recharge it with the DE.
Okay.
It's much more thorough than a backwash.
Okay. And I saw a huge, huge swing with pool manufacturer, pool remodeling going into saltwater systems 15 years ago, 12 years ago.
I would say probably locally that was kind of the genesis of it here.
Yeah.
And then through 5 years, maybe 7 years, they were really big.
Where do they stand with salt pools? Right. It seemed like they were a lot more corrosive than people bargained for.
They can be, especially on softer materials. If you have flagstone around your pool, some canteras, things that are really softer stone. Equipment-wise, we haven't seen too much issues.
You haven't?
No. If you have a heater on your pool, you may have some other issues that are creating corrosive situations. But because there's not a whole lot of metal. The heater is about really the only major metal that the water is going through.
Okay.
So the most part, the reason they've, I would say, lost favor a little bit is because it does add an element of maintenance for a homeowner that they didn't really bargain for.
And that's the maintenance on the decking?
On the system, the salt system.
Oh.
You have to keep the cell clean regularly, things like that. Whereas it's much easier for most homeowners just to put a couple tabs in the pool once a week and be good. They're also not inexpensive. So the buyback on them is probably never going to be realized.
But people like them for the skin contact water bathing experience.
Correct. Yeah.
It's just a less drying water,
it is.
Right?
It's a softer water. It's kind of like a soft water system on your pool. It does have advantages in that it's creating chlorine on a daily basis whenever the pool's running.
Okay.
So it does have that advantage.
Quick question. One of my sisters, Katie, was a swimmer. Swam all the time. Green hair, had to have special shampoos, blah, 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 blah. Do you need all those shampoos with these systems?
Well, according to my wife and two daughters, it is easier on their hair. As far as whether it turns green, I don't pay attention to it. And the products they use for their hairs are beyond me anyway.
So. Okay, all right. I was just curious if there's a long-term savings over the amount of special product she had to put in her hair.
That could be, but I'm not familiar.
We're here with Doug Sydenham of Post Arena Pools talking about pool care and pool maintenance through the summer months. Right now we're going to bow out to the digital newsroom, see what's going on at Rosie on the House through the course of the week. Stay tuned at 9:30. We have a builder coming in. We're going to be talking about the article that's in the Arizona Republic today, The Homes of the 50s. It's going to be a hoot. It's going to be a tour through time. Y'all stay tuned.
Robbie writes in and says, no question this time, but some feedback. We've had some of your certified partners out, and they've all been superior in workmanship and behavior, always courteous and professional. We've used Thompson's Drywall, Arizona Chimney Sweep, Watt Masters, and Stan from Rosie Remodeling has even been out twice to give us some consulting. We appreciate it. Thank you, Robbie.
Hey, did you get the note yesterday that Stan and Rick made one of our clients cry yesterday?
And Rick is, I had mentioned Thompson's drywall. Yeah. That's Rick Thompson's Rick, of Thompson's.
The wizard. He can match any texture on the planet. And he actually finished the drywall job for a kitchen we're remodeling down in Old Scottsdale, one of the 1950s home, built in 1959, masonry home, perfect. Took the plastic down so we could get ready for Dave Rimming to paint it on Monday. Homeowner cried. I didn't know it was going to feel this good. So Rick and Stan, making Rosie on the House remodeling clients cry.
Jim and Paula write in on testimonial on East Valley Floors as well. That is that would take to the end of the hour to finish reading that letter, but so we'll just summarize that. Chris wants to know if Habitat for Humanity wants these two ceiling fans he has. Well, Chris, are they working? If they're working, yes. They don't want your junk. If it's not working, probably throw it away or call a fan doctor and see if he'll take them. But if they're working and still in good use, I'd say absolutely. Kathy writes in about last week's topic. We were talking cleaning. And one of her tips she has, I honestly don't pay this close of attention to what kind of material I'm using. But have you ever heard of a microfiber cloth? Swears by them.
Yeah.
Swears by microfiber. Says it costs extra, but you'll be happy, and it keeps hard deposits from ever building up. So, now, this last one, I need some help. I'm pitching out to all of our listening audience. If you are experienced in building burrows for desert tortoises, Mary in Tucson needs your help. She's got a 20-year-old desert tortoise that apparently is his little hibernation area collapsed, and we've got to get this burrow rebuilt before the summer heat for Mary's tortoise.